G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by the brand new Mazda BT50, the complete package. Today on the show, it's the 2 minute warning out of round 10. If you haven't subscribed, please do that. Hit us up on Instagram and send in your questions for the 2 minute warning at Hardball Gets AFL. Tell your friends, get them to subscribe. Everybody get on board. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Reardon, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. What's going on, lads?
Well, I just got in here and someone said that Rhino's in another fight.
Yeah, I know. We have seen this. We got a bit of feedback.
I haven't seen I don't understand anything. So when you're talking, talk like I actually haven't heard anything.
I'm legit safe. So someone, it was on Instagram, eh? At Hardball Gets AFL, someone sent in, suggested you were in a fight now with Peter Sumich from Sport FM.
No, I left the ground on the weekend on Saturday night with Sumer.
Right. Are you saying anything about
didn't
me?
Mention anything?
Was that the bloke he said he was going to fuck up? Sorry, Josh, you put an E next to that one.
It's not a fight. There's some background to this. So he was on Sport E. He does a weekly Sport FM thing, I think. I think it's weekly. It could be daily. I'm not sure. But he went on this morning and someone said he had a shot at me. And I've since been sent the audio by somebody else.
Went back to the log.
Yeah. No, the Rioli stuff came up and they said, oh, Ryan Daniels was reporting this. I don't think Ryan Daniels gets it right very often or something. Something along those lines. Shots fired. Oh. But there's some background to this. And let me just say, this is kind of heartbreaking for me because Sumer was like my first favourite player. Yeah. Like, this is gut-wrenching for me. Like, I no longer call myself an Eagles fan. I don't support any club. But back in the day.
When you were junior.
Sumer, first game I saw, he kicked 13 goals. I thought he was Jesus.
Well, what's the Willie story? So give me the background. The background's not you.
And the Willie story is not the issue.
No.
The issue is, he came on Flashpoint, the show you're on tonight.
Yes, tonight.
For everybody watching, about 9:25.
There's also someone else on there tonight in the room.
John Worsfold.
Yes, Josh's doing it. This is a big show for the Hardball.
The Hardball Gets off.
We're just taking over Flashpoint.
No, Nick.
I did one last year.
Did you?
Yeah, okay. when the stadium capacity, they got me on to give me two seats.
They should give us a TV show.
What about, I had to redo that invoice because I called it Flashlight.
Thanks for watching.
Flashpoint.
Well, at least it wasn't Flashlight.
So, Sumer was on a couple of weeks ago talking about the sort of coaching spotlight.
With you?
Yes, with me and John Worsfold.
Yeah.
And
catch it on 7 Plus, by the way.
Yeah. You could probably watch it back, yeah.
Everyone. And look, national.
Now, so obviously,
so did well, isn't he?
No, well, he's been in the media doing stuff for a while and he's pretty forthright with his opinion. Like, it's making waves. He says something.
Well, I think having spoken, you get to the age when you just
don't care anymore.
You don't need tiptoe around anyone.
100%. And I like that. I said to him on the show and beforehand, I think it's great. You have your opinion, you're strong about it, you're informed. It's good. That's what we need. In my tweet promoting. Twitter again's got me in trouble. Promoting the show that day, I'd said, Peter Sumich on tonight, on coaching, yada, yada, and why he's potting the WA clubs. Now, he didn't like the word potting, which I apologise for afterwards. He rang me and he said, look,
he rang you.
He did. He said, I don't like that. That's unfair. And I said, you're right. I shouldn't have used that language. But you have been strong. And a lot of supporters are like, what's
going
on with Sumer?
And not that a couple of times things have been written about. Something I've said, and the word that's being used
is potting.
Is not the word. And you're like, it's a completely different story, the word that you've chosen to use, as opposed to what I actually said.
Bloody media.
That was me. That was me. I shouldn't have done that. So obviously today.
Did you do it deliberately?
No, it was just it was the word I just used at the time. Yeah. I was flat out and I just saw, I want to get a promo out there for the show tonight. So everyone watches. I should have just said why he's been so strong on the
loud voice.
Something like that. And I apologised to him. I said, mate, I think you're doing a great job. And I think he was reflected well on the show.
If you Are you glad
the show
he
back,
called you?
Yeah, but I don't think he's too happy with me, which is fair. Yeah. He's got his right to be. And obviously today was a bit of a
little drive-by,
which is fine.
I've worked out working in the media now for 5 years or whatever, just doing my little stuff I do.
Yeah.
Mate, there's that many flybys that go on.
Oh, mate,
if you're not throwing a couple of flybys out there, it's someone you don't like.
If Sumer somehow is listening, Sumer, there's no beef. I love you. Like, you were my first.
Yeah, no, there's no beef.
You're my first love.
There's no beef going your way, but mate, you've shot
he's
him.
On the
I
list.
Probably spent 8 years defending Sumer.
Is it Damien Barrett? Yeah.
Oh, Damien Barrett's got a list. But I think his podcast, we're developing quite a list as well. We've got Ben Cameron. The Rush Hour. Well, I'm adding Lockie and Embers to that list too from the WA Rush Hour.
We're building a list.
Well, I've got a flyby, but I'm going to save it for a team.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see – we have to discuss this too. Did you happen to pick up the game lift out today?
No.
Last week I get a call, said, what page is Ryan Daniels' column on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Just from the marketing department. I told him the page. And then I get there on Friday.
Yeah.
And it's dropped on, and it's a big, like, Ryan Daniels promo from Channel 7. There was a full page today in the lift out.
A full spready on
just him. A big Ryan Daniels head. Says column every Saturday.
There you go.
Point every Monday night.
Mate, actually, there's something I need to touch on. But the team of the week. So I said, you know, I rarely put losers in there. I don't really put it. Someone's attacked me today for putting in a couple of winners. I'm like, I can't win. I'm putting Clary Oliver has had 40 and kicked three. Sorry, back to Flashpoint tonight.
Yeah.
It's live, obviously, but.
Yeah.
Right. So Rhino's hosting.
Yes.
And does a wonderful job.
Thank you.
But I did notice something.
Oh, here we go.
What is it?
What has this podcast become?
His intro, his intro and outro voice.
Oh,
he
really?
Turns it up a notch. Tonight.
The whisper.
No, but like tonight on Flashpoint. It's a different voice.
This is how you get a full page out in the paper.
Do you do the voices?
Do you do a different voice on your
100%, 100%.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well, everyone has a news voice.
Well, I nearly pissed myself laughing I'll start now. I said, okay. We're not doing it this way, are we?
You just get a little bit of extra sauce on
it.
I've got a bit of tuning. Back in the days when I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do, and I did a TV story for 7 on Samo Seaton went up the Halls Creek.
That's right.
And I was doing the voiceover and I got a bit of coaching from Rhino. Yeah, just really lean into it. Lean into the
Seven
sort of
news.
And did it sound good?
It did sound good. Yeah, it did.
Did you win an award for that?
No, I should have.
The pictures were amazing.
I should have. Yeah, I got a special recommendation.
There's no.
I was real dirty on the awards that year.
There's no better sign off than Jeff Parry.
Oh, no.
Jeff Parry. Seven News. Oh, mate, I love it.
You know, they actually asked him to pull it back. It's going back about 20 years ago. Because it used to be even more pronounced.
I love it.
It was like a 5 second.
We're running five minutes over, Jeff.
They used to cut the space. The editor. We would have to go the space in between Parry and Seven News.
They'll do Jeff Parry, played three different stories, and then come back to Seven News.
They used to have to cut like a good portion. Oh, nah. The show was running over.
I'll watch his stories just for the ending. Jeff Parry. Seven News.
Got angry at an intern or something once for taking the S. Is there any truth in that?
Oh, I don't know about that specific one, but Jeff's been known to let his opinion be heard. Let's put it that way. Ask every politician in WA.
I absolutely love the sign off. I froth it.
An icon, Jeff Parry.
All right.
Well, let's get stuck in. Actually, bloody good round.
Are you sure you haven't got anything else you want to just attack me about?
I don't think so.
You're unshaved. What's wrong with you?
I just ran out of time this morning.
Not on TV.
Glass houses, I'm not sure.
Later on. So I'll have a quick shave.
They've got little ones at their desk. Like
I've got a little shaver downstairs.
Oh, actually, something else I want to pick on you.
Okay, go.
So the other day I was in here and I was at Rhino's desk. Right, and he's drinking his cup of tea.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Drinking his cup of tea.
Okay.
Now, there's a bin underneath his desk, and the cup of tea was half drunk, so half empty, half full.
It's
half full, he's half empty.
Gone
man.
Cold.
Gone cold. So that's not the issue. That's not the issue.
Yeah.
He's just tipped half a coffee mug of tea into his bin for the cleaners to deal with.
But what's wrong with that?
Mate, the sink is literally like 3 metres from the desk.
That's rude to start with. That's a cleaner's issue, Dan.
But there's a bag in the bin.
No, mate, you do not tip. That is so disrespectful.
That's a no-no.
You go tip it down the sink
and
put your cup away.
By the way, I'm very respectful to the cleaner. I always say hello, goodbye to them.
Sorry, just big head move.
Was it? Yeah, probably. A liquid, that much liquid.
Yeah.
But it was cold. It wasn't going to burn.
You're pretty busy, though. Like, West Coast had something pretty breaking, right?
So busy.
Yeah, and for context, I don't know that anyone has a seat closer to the kitchen than Ryan in the building.
That's true.
I've never seen about half a cup of coffee down in the bin.
I will say your reaction at the time, I've since
reflected on your actions.
Cups into the sink.
Yeah, good boy.
This weekend.
Okay. So let's get stuck into
it. Hang on, one more thing.
I'm going to start coming up with stuff for you guys.
Adelaide. So that's me. So shout out to Batty who sent it through last week. We might have undersold Ben Keys. Came out and had the game of his life.
Yes.
He made your team of the week right in the middle.
Yeah, in the guts.
34, 7 tackles, 8 score involvements in
two hot dogs.
Yeah, and ended up a great win.
Two goals.
Unexpected win.
As much as we praise and laud Brisbane for the Jared Lyons free going for a bag of footies.
Now Ben Keys look what?
different levels of footy club in terms of what the damage Jared Lyons is doing for Brisbane.
Yep.
But there needs to be some, you know, absolutely. Yeah,
100%.
Ben Keyes is
Did he win their BNF last year? Or he was very close?
No, Brian.
He
probably came. I think Riley Brian won it.
But I think he was in the mix. He's had a really good
I don't think I've ever seen him play a bad game at Adelaide.
I have a bit of an issue with his disposal. But he's messy.
Don't get me wrong.
He can find it. And but, just need those guys who can find the footy. He's hard at it.
Let's see, Jared Lyons isn't the cleanest user of the ball in the world.
Low-key pretty good, though.
He's
worked it out, yeah.
And they were Brisbane were probably around the same point as Adelaide when Lyons went. He went the year before they went big.
They played in a final against.
I don't think so.
I reckon they did. Okay. And then.
Just on Adelaide, like the game against the Eagles, I think we all agreed that was a really good performance.
20 minutes of bad football, five goals from Darling.
They needed to replicate that, and they went better. They beat the undefeated.
What about the deliberate? Deliberate we've seen all year.
Because when that slowed down footage, everyone's like, I flicked off his hand. I can't really see the deflection, but don't pay it.
Foot on the other shoe. If it was Melbourne in front the underdog was coming.
Oh, jeez.
But so and would Adelaide 16 over. Other footy clubs supporting bases would have had an opinion. Yeah. Robbed. Oh, Melbourne, buddy. Yeah the undefeated, the tall poppies.
Everyone kind of wanted to try and rip the
top team down. It was deliberate. Melbourne should have had a shot. But
we're happy with where Adelaide's at, right? This is better than we thought. I thought they were about to lie down and just cop it.
I'm with you on the West Coast game.
Yeah.
Where I thought, turning up, what are we going to get?
This could be ugly.
And they aren't. More than they weren't a great standard.
No.
They just had a good crack.
Yeah.
And that's where Ben Keyes falls into it. You're like, Ben Keyes, every single game he plays, the person next to him is going to be more skilled than him.
Yeah.
His opponent.
Mm.
But the determination and guts and heart and run.
And that's all he's weighing up. In a young side, that's all you can do. Just
100%.
Give the effort and we'll get the skill later.
Geez, they've nailed Thrillthorpe too.
Yeah.
Or can play.
Thriller.
Thrillthorpe, yeah. Big size on him too.
What a whopper. 2 minutes? How long is this?
Jeez, I know when I was going to Thrillthorpe content.
Covered 60 really.
Brisbane. All right. Did we enjoy Reece Matheson on the weekend? Yeah, yes. What did we think? Is it not too much, not enough?
That's great.
What do you love about it?
I feel like he's a dickhead, but that's great.
Yeah, like, you want one.
We need dickheads.
Yeah.
You know, like he's probably not, as a person, he's probably not a dickhead, but as a footballer.
The white line
fever. I always thought Nick Subin was a bit like that. And I met Nick Subin once, and he's the world's nicest bloke. And I was like, mate, you know, everybody thinks you're
a
dickhead.
Me and Subin had a stash
everybody thinks. Yeah, but he's not a bad guy.
He had a punch on.
No. He just, we had a bit of an argument. I just kept yelling out. He was the most irrelevant person. Irrelevant. And then he just didn't like him. And then he'd bash me up that quickly, Nick Subin.
He had white line fever.
Real white. And he'd love that around players.
Same as Matheson.
I loved Matheson. Did you see in the vision, like Dusty comes over? He's just like, what are you doing, mate?
So did you hear the interview post game?
What did he say?
He called himself the barometer at the Brisbane Lions.
I feel like I'm a barometer for this team.
He just got back in the side.
Lovable to get. Can I just, what ended up happening with Nick Subin? Anything?
No, nothing. No, it was the game where Masto bit.
It was a bit fiery.
He bit him. He bit Subin.
Did you put him up to that?
Yeah, Masto bit.
Here's the background now. Yeah, Masto was going to bat.
You started the fight.
No, it was after the biting. But did you know on the Monday, Masto turned up to the footy club with a t-shirt with a great white shark with the mouth. Dead set. No word of a lie. It's giant shark with big fangs.
Wow.
And the club said, get that shirt off right now. So what were we talking about?
Your beef with Nick Subin.
No, Reece Matheson. I like that too. I love it.
We love dickheads.
We really do.
I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Yeah.
Carlton, this is a question from Shakers89. We sort of touched on this last week, but another, I reckon, probably best on. Can Sam Walsh win the Brownlow medal? The question will be, can a team that doesn't win probably 12-plus have a Brownlow medal? It has happened. It has happened a handful of times. Can Sam Walsh do it?
Yeah, absolutely. If he's getting sort of two, he won't get a lot of threes, will he?
Yeah, he's been their best player by miles.
Yeah,
in the wins, but how many are they going to win?
What are they
won? They've won four.
Four? Yeah. So let's say he's got 10 or 11 from that four.
I have to see how he polled last year.
Not great because it was that shortened season.
He knows what he pulled.
And he had a really slow start.
And he relies on the extra four or 5 minutes and quarters for running.
He's now Carlton's best, or Harry McKay. Between the two of them,
Sam Walsh is Carlton's best player.
I heard a great upset. I can't remember who was calling that game. Might have been Hutto. I'm assuming it was because it was a really good upset. Sorry if it wasn't. But it was because they were obviously keeping Cripps relatively quiet.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Walsh kicked that great goal on the run, and the the upshot was something, the commentary, sorry, was something along the lines of, you know, they got the sheriff, but they can't get the deputy. And, and I was like, oh, I actually reckon Walsh might now be the sheriff.
I think it's commonly known. I've heard it spoken about a few times that
he's a man.
He's the guy.
Did it surprise you that Paddy Cripps signed?
No.
When the train was slowing a little bit, yeah, and you
good
know,
timing.
When West Coast were like, no way, we're not interested in doing any sort of trade like that.
Just sign it.
Just looking at quickly, Sam Walsh for the Brownlow. He is at $15.
So are we assuming Petrarca, Oliver, and Gorn all take votes off each other?
But they're winning, so
to a degree.
I'm pretty heavily invested in both of them.
They'd have lots. Melbourne would have lots of 3-2-1s.
They've got the whole. Like, they'd have the whole package. Yeah, even on the weekend, Oliver gets three and they lose.
Yeah,
no, I think Oliver gets it. I think Oliver's ahead of Petrarca.
Yeah, I'd say that too.
It's going to be a great count. Just like the flag race is open, so is the Brownlow to me. Like Jack McRae, we'll talk about
Jack McRae,
a bit later.
But did Bond get the best on ground on the weekend?
Bond's been fantastic too. So there's a lot of players who are firing.
Collingwood, I just want to table the Dacos leap that never happened. Remember going into the year, we're all like, oh, Josh Dacos.
He's been good the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
he's trending up. But he just kind of, like, if you average out his stats from last year to this year, we haven't seen that leap. And you look at him and he does, there's four or five moments where you're like, that kid can be, you know, the best.
They were playing him at half forward.
Wrong decision.
I'm wondering if he needs that. I don't know. Does he need that Gary Ablett moment where everyone's just like, "Mate, you could be unbelievable."
Yeah. So I've watched him the last couple of weeks pretty closely for personal reasons. No, fantasy. I brought him in. He has brilliant patches.
Yeah.
And then goes missing for 15 minutes. And you're like, where the bloody hell's Dacos gone?
He's a burst player at the moment.
He still ends up with 20, mid-20 disposals that last sort of, month.
Yeah.
At times he's tracking for mid-30s. And then you think, geez, Dacos, where's he been? I don't know whether it's, and it might be coaches and it gives me the absolute shits. Let's just try and pinch a goal and send him forward for five. And you're like, let's not try and pinch
almost,
goals.
That's the thing. He's almost, because he's so skillful, there's that, we need to get more skillful players up there. Hence, they were playing Pendlebury up there for a while.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it, you know.
We
can put any sort of soldier in the middle and we'll deal with that. And one we should talk about quickly is Poulter.
Caleb Poulter.
Geez, he was good yesterday.
Yeah,
he's actually been really good for about a month.
Imagine him with an extra 15 kilos on him or 12 kilos. Yeah.
He's good size.
Good, great frame. Really just tall. Needs to bang some meat around
He looks confident. That hair is glorious, isn't
Darcy
it?
Darcy Moore down back. I think he took 15 marks again yesterday.
They were lucky not to win that game.
I felt like the writing was on the wall though.
Yeah. They didn't put him away.
No, and away. When Robbie Gray kicked the first to make it 24-8 or something, they are still right up the freckle.
100%.
Essendon Football Club. Firstly, I just want to say I'm very sorry again for my opinions in the preseason. You're much better than
last.
I thought. Yeah, I thought they'd win the wooden spoon. I take that back.
Just quickly before you go on, do you know who I picked for the spoon? Melbourne. Someone sent me that the other day. I was like,
you're Robin Walls.
That's horrific.
Yeah, you are the Robin Walls.
Robin Wallsy. They'll be interviewing me in grand final week.
Low key. Where do Essendon's midfield sit on the chart of midfield? I know they don't bat that, but like at the start of the season, my issue was Darcy Parrish whatever.
Wasn't doing it.
Jack Merritt was going to get tagged. McGrath would seen half forward, half back, in the middle, wing. Now you go Parrish, Merritt, McGrath.
Yep.
Pretty bloody good.
And then
pretty
suddenly Shield is your fourth best.
Yes.
And that's what we wanted him to be.
Yes.
We didn't want him to be the number one guy. Now he doesn't have to be that, or the two, or the three.
Yeah,
I
don't
know. Do you wonder if he wants to be, like when he comes back in, is that going to be a bit of a power struggle?
No.
Yeah. He'll just slide back.
Who's a truck rut and just goes, oh, yeah, sorry, Dill, mate, you've never had 37, and Parrish has done it last month, so.
Yeah. You're out.
But no, I was just looking at it. I thought, gee whiz, that they are now, because they're coming over this weekend, and I can't wait to see them play against West Coast.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that they aren't doing well at the moment, West Coast, is anything quick. And Essendon are going quick. And another game, another guy who's hung around, and I looked at his stats before, Langford yesterday, 2 goals, 1 and had over 20.
He's been quietly on a really
just
good trajectory.
Tracking away, yeah.
For a couple of years now, he was sort of the guy that all Essendon fans used to hate on.
Yeah.
Because he was a bit of a
averages 20 disposals a game.
Yeah. I'm guessing about a goal a game. Like he's a really solid player now.
I reckon he can do one almighty cock up a game.
Yes.
And it always gets highlighted.
I think a few weeks ago we started to say that they're now finding the other guys, like Redmond, Langford.
Yeah, Redmond.
Yeah, there's just
Snelling,
some guys. Yeah.
Snelling had 25 kick yeah. goal.
Hind. There's some Hind. Dudes now that are.
I love Hind.
When you're going to be a good side, you need those dudes, and they're finding them.
Do you love Hind?
I do. Oh, Hind's in our. He's our guy. Oh, we like him.
Zach Merritt there's was no on pressure. Fire. Like their first half.
Fremantle?
Yeah, that's me. Couple of quick ones here. So, quick nod to Griffin Logue. It's pretty rare that a guy gets belted or six goals six kicked goals against him and you think, geez, he played okay.
Like, did you?
Well, I thought he was all right. I actually felt like Buddy was in the space where he could have kicked 12 if he had a
couple of times he was out.
Well, he's half the size. Like, the size difference was huge.
I love the competitiveness.
He gave a great effort.
But at times I was just like, mate, just play for a nil or draw. That's what I was saying in the commentary was.
Right.
You're playing to win that ball.
Yeah.
And the bonus of you winning it is like a, you know, a 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
The deficit of Bud winning it is an 8 out of 10.
Yeah. So well, just
stop trying
him.
To win them. Yeah.
So that's Logue's personality.
The one where he jumped in front, tried to win it, Bud went out the back, banged it from 55.
He changed the way he was playing on him after about a quarter.
He's a very
good There's still a couple though where he tried to read it. I was like, just play for that just nil or draw.
He's super confident, Logue. And it, but that you're right. As a defender, you can't always be the aggressor.
Bud should have had 8. He had that one touched on the goal line and then had another ping that just went sideways. But
the other question is about, and by the way, Cody Marshall sort of brought that Logue thing up. This is from Luke Greenmount. Where does Darcy now rank ruck-wise? Let's just quickly put him where we think. So we obviously think Gawn is better, Natanui's better, and Grundy's better. So we'll put those three straight ahead of him. I'll just rattle through some names. Riley O'Brien.
No, give me Darcy.
Yeah, Darcy okay. over O'Brien.
Me too. McInerney.
Darcy.
Let's say Pitney / DeConning.
No, Darcy. Yeah, those? No, there's one that you're missing.
I
reckon.
Like DeConning, though.
No, Darcy.
Draper.
Darcy.
No. McAvoy.
Darcy.
There's no one at Geelong.
I'd have Luke Jackson. As a
long-term prospect.
Right now, give you Sean Darcy.
Roddy Goldstein.
Sean Darcy.
Tim English.
Tim English hasn't really rucked this year.
If you want to one out ruck, you pick Sean Darcy.
And Rowan Marshall.
Yeah, Rowan Marshall was the one I was going to say.
But I'd take as funny as it feels weird saying this about Darcy, but I feel like he's more injury resilient
now
than Marshall. Because I don't like big guys with bad feet.
So he'd be like fourth.
It's just planter, isn't it?
At the moment.
Yeah, but that's like another foot thing.
I don't think they fixed the right one the first time.
Right.
Fixed the wrong foot?
Might have had a little text message about that from someone who I mentioned in this podcast. Someone might have been in the box with family.
Interesting.
Who listened to the podcast? So there you go. Listen to this.
Well, hello, whoever that is.
Hello. Yeah. Greetings.
They know who it is. I didn't write back the message I will do after this.
Geelong. Knuckle Sparkle.
Oh, yeah.
So this bloke was
so
sitting there.
Glad you brought this up.
In the off-season with no contract from Geelong and no offers from anyone else. You spoke to his manager as well.
I was chasing that up pretty hard.
And his manager saying, like, no one's really like, we've been selling him.
I got the impression, and I'm guessing you did too, that had anyone made a good offer.
They could have got him.
They could have got him, essentially.
Well, what's a good offer for someone who they don't want?
Well, no, from any other club. You know what I mean? Like if someone had said, hey, you know what? Knuckle's not that bad. We should just give him a little bit of money here and a role and he'll go. Because him, he wasn't getting
so 34. On the weekend, he had 34. Yeah, the most inside 50s for Geelong and the second most score involvements behind Jeremy Cameron.
We've been on that train for a long time.
He can play.
I was shocked that no one just went, okay, he's a diamond in the rough, a sparkle.
Get him.
Is
there any other issues or anything?
Nope.
No.
So what was the problem?
Injury prone.
No,
I think at the end of last year, they were trying to get all those blokes in. They couldn't, like Geelong were hesitant to commit to him because they were like, well, we don't know how much space we're going to have.
Yeah.
So eventually he's basically the last man signed.
Yeah.
And I think everyone else was in the same sort of boat too. Like everyone
contracts.
With the contract situation last year, there wasn't a lot of those, that level player moving around.
I reckon they've been lucked into this one because in any other year they would have lost him.
Yeah, it's got me surprised.
They would have lost him.
Jordan Clark, what's happening?
Well, this space.
I've got the story. I'm going to tweet it before you do.
Go on.
No, I've made a couple of little blunders going with stories early last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, you've learned?
No, I'm not going to learn. I'm going to do one every week. I went with Buddy Franklin's not playing tonight. Did you hear that rumour?
Oh, on the weekend?
Yeah.
No, I heard the one about Aish, but that didn't happen.
Well, Buddy Franklin slightly got Aish covered.
Yeah.
And I went with Brandis on 3 years and he hadn't even started negotiations.
Where are you getting this bogus information from?
No, the best part is, the bogus. Well, the bogus head bogus was from the CEO of Fremantle.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was hardly bogus, that one.
Which one?
Simon Garlic, the buddy was going to be laid out.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're hearing Bud's out. I was like, and then no, and then in seriousness, they weren't, I don't even know if half the money, because Bud was doing in the warm up, everyone's going to kick to kick. Bud had a jacket on and was doing 10 strides. I had the binoculars out and was skipping and doing all this. And I'd swear he was doing a fitness test on the spot.
Well, couldn't you just send him a text? Oh, he doesn't have his phone at that point.
I don't even know. Actually, he's one of the two people's phone numbers off the top of my head.
Really?
Oh, really?
One day I needed it.
What about him?
Just give us two digits.
04?
Is there a 4 in there?
Yeah, there's an 0 and there's a 4.
7 in there?
Yes, there is.
It's he goes 0423. Let me guess.
There's a 23 in there. That's guarantee that.
All right, maybe we reset the clock on who are we up to? GWS or Gold Coast?
Gold Coast Suns.
That's not me.
So I got the Gold Coast. Another year of what's happening.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want to the Gold Coast Suns. What direction are you going to take that football club in?
Change the jumper.
Change the song.
I don't like.
Maybe we look like absolute.
Why don't you like the song?
Nah, compared to GWS, mate. Come on.
Well, we look like fools, I reckon, 7 weeks ago when we're like, oh, no, they've. Greenwood and those guys. Sort of, and I was saying,
they fool us.
They need some stars. They need some stars.
They do.
And we're like, nah, gee whiz, how well they've done to get Markov and bloody Greenwood.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, they need the stars.
Look, they're missing some guys. We know that.
Who are they paying?
Everyone is. Well, yeah, that's a good
Brandon
question.
Brandon Ellis, probably.
Yeah. Rory Atkins is getting 400 grand a year.
He's getting north of that, isn't he?
Jared Witts is injured. Obviously, that hurts.
Rao
would have probably been their best midfielder.
But he's a second-year player. Benji, I don't know.
I think all those guys, Rao, Anderson, Ben King, like they'd all have that big money second contract.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys they're going to have to pay soon. Yeah. And maybe that's part of it. They're like,
getting paid on potential is a tough way to play.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Ben King's not really he's third in the Coleman. He's not really getting paid on potential. Yeah. If he's getting
they're not kicking hundreds.
The problem is who they're going to get that's gettable. Like, they're not getting Zach Merritt. They're not getting Josh Kelly. You know, they're not stealing.
No, I know, but like what we thought it was the right path, or do we just go no Witts, no Red Knob, what's his name?
Rao.
Matty Rao. But like their backline, Sam Collins is their best defender.
Yeah.
And he was off the scrap heap.
It's pretty concerning, isn't it?
Every other year I haven't really thought it's concerning. Now I'm starting to think, geez.
How do you feel
they're a little bit
still in on Dewey?
Yeah, still in on Dewey, yeah, absolutely. Okay. But they're a little bit further back than
you thought.
Yeah. Maybe they were further back last year.
Yeah.
And now they've.
I'm just uninspired by them.
Yeah,
man.
It's
that
hard.
Sucks.
Hard watch.
I'm so excited by them.
Get them off the Gold Coast, out of the Jew. I know it's down in Tassie. No. Just get them here in the day. Actually, don't worry about where it's day.
That's me. That's you. So, two quick questions. One from Alinda 818. Did Zave get on Tommy Green?
Tommy Green, for the
My question is, are you even allowed to? Because you're related. So
yeah, there might be some kind of breach.
Probably a breach.
I get 50 messages a week saying, well, mate, didn't know you were playing today. Oh, mate, since when have you been back playing?
Just quietly, he was best on ground yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
I gave him best on.
Yeah, that was amazing. Like the performance and the effort there, he's getting tackled, like literally brought down, you know, oh, that's going to be holding the ball.
He's a man.
And then somehow he gets a kick or a handball every time. And he's played 14 games, 14 or 15 yesterday.
Into $2.50 for the NAB Rising Star.
Is he favourite now?
Yeah, clear favourite now. But he was only nominated.
I reckon
nominated.
Pre-season we talked about him.
Yes, I that's what I put down as my
Rising Star.
Yeah, my
I
Rising
I
Star.
I reckon I did too.
Yeah, Tom Green.
I reckon I might have. That might counteract my Melbourne one.
I did it in a couple of things that we did, and I don't know who sent that in, so someone's obviously seen it.
Yeah.
But that was banking on Matty Rao getting an injury.
Well, that's what we talked about that in the pre-season. Field. You almost take the field.
You took the field.
Rao is such an overwhelming, and he will be next year too. He'll be an overwhelming favourite.
Yeah, you just don't even bother next year. But I see that.
No, but you said that this year. It just takes one injury.
Yeah.
You know, like Green, we could have all been laughing.
Tom Green, no,
he's
good player.
Special. And what, this has only really been the last month.
We've snacked on him a couple of times and then been out, two weeks later. So,
that's true.
But this looks different. Jacob Hopper in the middle.
Yeah.
Completely different player.
I like both of them together.
Yeah.
Too. And they kind of
look like the same
they
person.
They do. From a distance, you're looking and go, was that Green or Hopper? Doesn't matter.
I reckon Green's obviously bigger.
Yeah.
But I reckon he's got the same sort of body as Hopper had. Hopper used to carry a little bit of
mud. He's going to look like Hopper in 2 years.
But the tall
Hopper
bit of
was
taller.
On the bench. He had he was a bit injured, and I was he is in peak
how tall,
shape.
How tall is Green? He could have a little bit of bottom.
About the same 190, 189?
Yeah, be 190, I reckon.
No, he's taller than Hopper. Yeah.
Maybe. Josh will find that out for us.
Hawthorn. So I think Clarko on the weekend was basically trying to sell the fact that it's like this is a rebuild. Like we have all these good injured young players. But I looked
four
at the
centimetres
list.
Taller.
Looked at it, and it's Will Day,
Green
ankle.
And Hopper.
Green and Hopper.
4 centimetres, yeah.
Will Day, 2 to 3 weeks with an ankle.
Yeah, that's it.
Denver, who hasn't played a game yet, so I don't know.
Like, but what number draft pick was he?
Denver.
Four.
Yeah, so he's going to be a good player.
So he's going to be a good player, yeah. Well, 1-2 weeks away with coming off a knee. And then he talked about Sicily, who's what, like 24 now?
Yeah, Sicily's their best player.
Yeah, yeah, but he was talking about like a youth rebuild sort of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's probably... He's on the top end of that.
If you were a Hawthorn supporter, those three would be in your five most exciting prospects for the future.
Yes. Yeah. They're the three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else are we?
Jack Scrimshaw would be.
Yeah, Warple.
Another good game on the weekend.
Jack Scrimshaw is probably as old as
he's 38.
Tim O'Brien.
Yeah, he's going to celebrate his 30th birthday on Sean Burgoyne's 400th game.
They're just not a lot. Do they get Question, they're only
I still like
one
Cozzy,
game ahead of it.
I think Cozzy's
hit and miss, there's something there. Do they get the number one pick? They're only one game ahead of North Melbourne.
Do they play each other again?
They won't. They'll win another couple of games. Yeah. They will. They've still got John Patton on. They're recruiting just went school if.
Thought you meant John Patton. He's coming back.
No, they've still got him on the books and paying him this year. Tom Scully's still on the books and getting paid this year.
There's a great follow if you're a Hawthorn supporter on socials, Daniel Devini.
He's a Wacker media manager.
He used to work for the Wacker, and he's a very passionate Hawthorn man. And he just talks of the sins of the past and that's those Scully Patton trades, just trying to keep their head above
water. Yeah.
Honestly, he's a great follow, Daniel Devine.
See, Geelong have done it, but they keep their head above water. Higgins, Smith, Dangerfield, not
Tom Scully.
Their sins have kind of worked out. Yeah. Melbourne?
Oh, Melbourne, yes. All right, here we go. So I'm going to need the 2 minutes on this one. I've got to get it up. Max Bailey, Maxie Gorn's having a child.
Is he?
Max Gorn's having a child.
Yep.
He announced on Nova this morning, Nova Breakfast Radio. Yeah, 17 weeks, due around Cup Day, which is a bit of a dilemma for me. Not sure where I'll be.
Oh.
If I'm two legs up in the quaddy, do I leave?
Well, hang on.
Hey, how is this? Why is this a different story to when I said it?
Footy Classified's tonight, right? Isn't it?
Where's the arrow?
Smashed. Is that? You were on. Did you get arrowed?
He got arrowed. Yeah.
Last year.
He said the same thing. Oh, you might have been the hub.
I was hubbing.
I got absolutely smashed.
He said the exact same thing and got absolutely destroyed over it.
All right. Well, here you are, Caro. You're on notice.
This is it.
Warm up the arrow.
I reckon
Max Gorn needs to be suspended for a week, doesn't he?
Right,
he should lose the captaincy.
My phone went nuts this morning.
This is very tongue in cheek.
But there's only the people who would have known that I got in a fair bit of trouble last year for it, and that apologised for the comment. But there's not a lot of talk about this.
No. Where are we?
Max has got this universally
loved
figure, isn't he? We talked about this last, about being the most marketable player. I think we've covered this in the past. He's in that spot where everybody loves him.
Yeah, unhateable, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's even getting away with stuff that you just could not even approach.
But I did a public apology and stuff last year.
You should funnel all the other stuff you want to do, just funnel it through Max Gorn first.
I can't believe you didn't know any of this.
I might have forgotten.
On Twitter.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, so it's an interesting set of circumstances. Congratulations to Max Gorn too, eh?
Yeah, yes, well done.
Absolutely.
Can we talk about how I was right about Melbourne and the wheels falling off?
I smelt it.
I've been saying that for a few weeks, and they could still win the spoon.
Actually, someone made a comment in the questions. Is Nick a
prophet?
No Salem.
Yeah. No Salem, no Melbourne. I'm telling you, mate. They wouldn't have done that trade back.
We did pile
a million
on.
Years.
We piled right on.
Josh Kelly was pretty good yesterday.
Who?
Just kidding. North Melbourne. All right. I'm running out of stuff to talk about with North, but there's some rumours today, and let me just say from a news perspective.
Oh, here we go. Rumour Ryan.
No, these are just
Ryan's rumour.
No, they're literally
just. Can we get Summer on the phone if this doesn't come off?
These are literally just social media people wondering if this is the case.
Okay.
Some bloke in Tassie is obviously nervous, and he's going, hearing that the AFL wants to relocate a team, not give us a new one. Now, there's no fact in that, I'm assuming, But I'm just saying, if you were Tassie and if you were a fan in Tassie wanting your own team, you'd take – you just take North, right?
I'd take North.
Why are you so hell-bent on having something. Your own
their
team?
Their best young player is Tasmanian. Who's Dan Thomas.
Yeah, that's true. The coach is Tasmanian.
Coach is Tasmanian.
There's lots of links.
The best young player, I said.
But if the AFL
I don't
does,
know, I like that big. What's his key forward name?
Larky.
No, I like
Souvlaki.
Yeah. Yeah. Souvlaki.
If you're the AFL, and let's say they decide, right, yep, we're going to move a team. Does it have to be North? Why is it always North?
It's true.
I think supporter base.
They're solvent though. Like they're not like there's some teams that owe a lot of money. I'm talking St Kilda. St Kilda are in severe debt. So why is St Kilda not included in the same conversation?
Because they also have to. I was going to say they have to be likable a bit. They have to adapt. Like they have to have an audience grow to them.
It wouldn't be
St Kilda's a bit of a harder ask.
Not suggesting it, but North Melbourne, the demo of that club would be not a bad time to go.
I think so too. Yeah, grow with it. Like you come in, you're a young team. You take the first few years,
kids,
get your wins, and then
point you build.
So you think not St Kilda? It's there. Is there anyone else that we're not talking about that should be in this conversation?
Gold Coast,
throw the Hawks in there.
Hawthorn, yeah.
Essendon.
Sick of them getting pumped.
Essendon, like
for some reason. It's North Melbourne purely because they were the front page of the Gold Coast move, and we had one foot in there.
Mm. Yeah,
and we're prepared to do it. A lot of them. So I assume, mate, Hobart would be a good place to play footy.
Yeah.
Cold.
Freezing.
But it'd be good.
A lot of injuries.
Have you done much time in Hobart?
No, I never been.
Mate, brilliant. Loved
it. Great place.
Yeah, you could live there for a little bit.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean,
we should take the pot on the road. You get the budget for that.
No, but you think.
Let me tick off on it.
Do think, though, like the cricket, the Shield cricket team, there's some Australian cricketers down there.
Yeah.
And they're not moving away.
That's true. That's true.
Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide.
Missed opportunity. With the prison bars.
So you wanted
had to
them,
pull out the prison bars.
You wanted them to wear them.
For the song.
After?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the song. Oh, I actually thought that watching it. Bars. I said, where are
had to do it.
Yeah. After you did it once, this was the time. This was the time.
And you're already in on the, like, the petty war.
Yeah, it's as petty as you'll ever get. Just be
more
petty.
More and in that, on the, it.
The really get a big muck. Just get real dirty.
Yeah. The first time was a bit cringy.
Yeah.
But this is almost like doubling down, which would have made it okay.
Stick this in your beak.
Exactly.
What about the banner from Collingwood?
We own black and white.
Yeah, teal and keep butchering in excess.
Yeah.
But I'm actually enjoying this, but one thing I do need to say,
I would suggest it would be a good time for the Collingwood cheer squad to keep their heads down a little bit. But that's a different matter.
Whoever is doing Clash Jump. Jumpers, in all honesty, I know we think the prison that is a shit show. It's
terrible.
Hard to watch for the supporter.
Yep.
We talk about no one's turning up to the game anymore. The crowds are so far down. Was there 20,000 there at a Collingwood game?
I think there were two this year. Collingwood lowest since like the early 90s. They've both been this year.
Collingwood, Port Adelaide, like that. Who Port being good?
Yeah, they're a good side.
That's a 50,000,
and you've got the prison bar thing going on. Like
let's turn out and force as an army.
I look at the prison bar thing and go, this is. A guy in Koshy who very much understands television and what people are looking into, and Eddie, who's the greatest showman. To me, a lot of it was all bullshit, and they were just making.
I don't think it is.
I think there is some genuine bubbling dislike, but they also know how to get a bit of a rivalry created. And I think that's part of it, but we didn't see the payoff. If that was a real genuine, if everyone was actually pissed off, where were the Collingwood fans?
Yeah, well, they were out handing out mem to sign up to
get rid of the board.
The EGM, that's going to be a.
Well, thanks, Port. That was Jesus.
Yeah.
Richmond.
Yep.
How well do we see? So I'm thinking about this as the Sonny Walters. I don't know if you heard on a post game interview him. Yeah. He said, "You know, I'm doing my role. I'm doing my role. Doing my role." Mm-hmm. We heard Dimmer say it the other day about Tom Lynch. Doing his role fine. He's doing his role. He could be an All-Australian elsewhere. He could be – have we seen the best of Tom Lynch? He could have kicked a few on Harris Andrews the other night. But is it time when they're battling so much in the midfield that you just go a bit of Wayne Carey, try and kick seven or eight? Because they just don't look – when they get so up the far up the ground and, you know, numbers – you're like, oh, they might pluck one
or two. Every time there's a big key forward and their role isn't – kick shitloads of goals.
Yes.
What are you doing?
That should be honestly, they should get out on the whiteboard and go, your role, kick a bag.
Yeah.
Because we're a better chance of winning if you kick seven.
Yeah. I think they don't think that, though. I think you remember Ben Brown from a couple of years ago when North were terrible when he was kicking huge bags. And I was like, what's the point of this? Like, it's great for the fans, but Richmond don't need that. They're in the premiership window.
No, but
still.
They do need it now.
Yeah, well, they don't think they do, though. Like, they're still in the mode that, no.
Very
we just
cranky.
Keep doing what we're doing and we're going to be okay.
And Dimmer, is he just deferring from what's going on actually?
Hell yeah.
The free kick stuff, 621,
Marvel.
Grumpy.
Yeah, Marvel Stadium.
Is it a public
no more
thing,
Mrs.
Or do you think
Hardwick?
It's like, yeah.
It's all deference. It's
He hasn't had a great year.
No.
I made tough coaching without Prestia, Bolton.
Everyone's the whole weight of everyone's things, like, not going well.
Not like that though. That's seven of their top 10.
Well, West Coast are in a bit of the same.
Not
in terms of
mids are
in terms of our mind, actual, we put them in that category. They're triple premiership players, the ones we're talking about.
Yeah, but like
in terms of
quality. Champion artists, West Coast have lost the most in terms of quality players. Fremantle second.
But who's calling them quality though?
It's rated on
who's rating them?
Champion data rating.
Analytics.
Do you put in your triple premiership players?
No, they don't.
Yeah, so it's a bullshit list.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
They've been in their spot in the best team
but
of a generation.
Because Presti is a triple premiership player, does that make him a better player than Luke Shuey?
No, but if you've got five of them in the one spot.
Yeah, but does that make him better than Elliot Yeo? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the triple premiership means a lot.
But you're over here in WA with a bit of bias.
Yeah, probably.
We read about him every day.
Brisbane got a Brownlow medalist missing. Well, so I've tripped up on my words there.
St Kilda?
Geelong. You forget about Geelong. I think we said the other day Geelong are going okay with injuries. We haven't got Dangerfield.
Rattles Chin. He wants to know.
This is like fourth or fifth time for Rattles.
Rattles.
Number one.
Wow.
Long time listener, long time question. Ratton, is it Ratton or is it the players? Look, I think the bigger question here is, are we sure now that Ratton is the guy? We talked about the interim stuff, how the interim thing can trick you. Where are we going here with the St Kilda and Ratton? Big picture, do we see this team at some point in the next 2 years contending, or is this a mess?
Where have they spent their money?
Brad Hill.
In midfielders that are banged up. Really.
Hanbury.
Brad Hill, Hanbury, Brad Crouch.
Sitting outside, yeah.
There's millions there.
Yeah. And Billings is out of contract, I think.
Billings is a free agent this year, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And they look like they're going to re-up Max King.
Billings is going to suffer from being at St Kilda. If he was running around at
the Bulldogs.
Well, no, so in terms of his paycheck, in terms of like notoriety and we need him and all that sort of stuff, he's going to suffer a little bit from being in St Kilda. Pick after Bont, pick before Bont. And it was like, Billings is before Bont. But Billings is a bloody good footballer.
He's a really good player.
He's worth a lot of money.
He's not Bont, but he's a really good player.
But there's only probably three or four that are Bont.
Correct. Yeah. It's not a failed pick. It's only a failed pick if you compare it to the guy that was picked before, which is always a brutal exercise.
And what do you mean? I'm not as good as Josh Kennedy's one, Coleman's, and Scott Penderbury, who was after as well.
That was a really quick
2 minutes. So where are we landing on Ratton? Are we?
I'm always skeptical of Reece Shaw, who was in the assistant seat.
Yeah.
Ratton and Teague.
Memo going forward, don't hire the interim coach unless you really
because
really
that's what they've learned under.
Yeah.
The one who failed.
Well, not everyone is Paul Roos.
Was also with Clarko for however many years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sydney.
Also Coach Carlton,
yeah. Sydney. Oh, I just wanted to go back around on the Big Bud. How good was the Big Bud show?
It was beautiful to watch.
So I got a message and I was just talking absolute shit one morning and I was like, get out and see Bud. You're not going to see a 1,000 goal kicker again, almost. Like, And I copped a couple of messages saying, mate, I was doing nothing on Saturday night and went to the footy to watch Bud.
Wow.
And how it paid off. Thank goodness it did.
He's the closest thing we've got. To, like, if you're an NBA fan and you live in an NBA or you're on a trip, that you just go, right, I need to see Derrick Rose in his prime. I have to see LeBron. Buddy feels like that to me. Like, I was the same. Like, I went home on Saturday night. I was kind of footied out and I was like, nah, I'm watching this.
Yeah.
And I hung on the edge of my seat. The game was fantastic
It was great.
And I was happy that Freo got up for them, but I was like, I just kept wanting the ball to be in Buddy's area.
Yeah, yeah.
The energy and electricity around him.
He gets it 70 out and you're like, no.
There
was times too where he was out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just needed
it. Still got a finger on it.
Well, no, they fumbled down. So I could see, you know, if he quickly gets that ball to Mills, Bud's got 20 metres of space.
This is
all over Red Rover and it'd be a fumble or something. So it could have been a night.
Is there any other guys like that? Is there anyone that is appointment viewing?
There was when Gary Ablett was at the Gold Coast, he was just stupidly good.
Yeah, he was.
I remember thinking then, like, if you like footy, you just got to come to a Gold Coast game.
Other than Bud, it's teams now. You're like, if the Bulldogs are coming, you're like, I want to go see the Bulldogs.
But 2015 Fife, I remember thinking that too. Remember the early first like 10 rounds of 2015 where he was just the best. Is if it, it's a grand final.
If Richmond's yeah, here, nah. and you're not going to the game. Are you going, I better go watch Dusty.
But Dusty's here. Nah. Dusty's not doing it every week. Nah. Dusty, yeah, that was in the finals, you want to go.
I was trying to argue that the other day with someone. I came across a bit of a, I was wrong, but like I was trying to argue, Dusty, other than the grand finals and that season where he won yeah. best and fairest in the Brownlow, he's an A-plus player. Like yep. the A-triple-plus comes out in the grand final day.
Yes.
Where he's won the three norms.
Yeah. Yeah. But you could watch Buddy play a bad game and you walk away going, oh, Buddy.
But,
you
know what yeah. I mean? Like, he got in the fight and had his shirt ripped off.
Yeah, and he was almost kick six, but he kicked one.
No, Dusty's the closest.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, current. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, he probably is. Yeah.
Oh, gee, I hope we get another one coming through.
I was expecting the farewell tour, like someone was going to ask him for his jumper. Where it was like Michael Walters went up, and then I think that Liam Henry went up. I was like, someone's going to ask.
We've still got another year.
Yeah, that's right. What I think you'd say. Say, like, piss off, mate.
That'd be early.
I'm not done yet.
Yeah. West Coast.
West Coast away from home, again, shocking. Only 300 disposals, 400 to Giants. Is it simply put, that we just spoke about, and I was only taking the mickey a bit about, Shuey and Yo. Is that the simple answer?
I think it's a big part of it. They're a club right now that needs everyone on the park to be. We talked about it at the start of the year. If everything goes right, they could win a flag. Nothing's really gone right.
Nah.
Could we talk about Dom Sheed? Like, what the hell was he doing?
He's probably.
I think the game was over, but.
And he seems like he's been doing a hell of a lot of work. And also there's not a lot of support.
Getting in front of the Kennedy lead, which kind of sport.
Yeah.
And then the massage, which, the game was over, but that sniffed out.
That was over. Just frustration. They couldn't get a hand on it.
Because he's not a dirty player.
Do you know what I actually think? And not very often when West Coast don't play well, right, the bottom seven players, two or three of them go, actually, they were pretty good today.
Yeah.
Like when West Coast, the bottom seven just pick themselves every week.
Yep.
Like I still think Gaffey and them get to work, and that's why they're the good players. They're when they have real dogs of days, like yesterday wasn't a dog of a day, but Geelong certainly was.
Yeah.
You can just go down start from the bottom up, and you can guess the bottom six players on the stat sheet every time. And I think they need Shuey and them to get a bit of spark and fire.
I think their
and
best push 5 out some to 10
the bottom.
Yeah.
Guys. Their best 5 to 10 are among the best like 5 to 10 for any team in the league. But it's that bottom rung. You just need people contributing there.
And so many which is where Witherden, I reckon, was good because I put him in that bottom 6.
Yeah.
But he pops up with 30.
Yeah.
And
he was a sneaky bad loss for them yesterday late.
Yeah.
That hurt. And Hearn and Ryan clearly were a bit underdone.
What about the Giants just playing their game? What's Shannon Hearn kicking short from kicking for?
No.
What's the point? But it's a thing league wide. What's the point? You got 20 metres up your
really
sleeve.
Really weird. Yeah. Just go.
You're allowed to run.
You're just putting it at risk of something happening.
I was disappointed.
Yoey this week.
I don't know anything, but I would hope that it's not this week.
Yeah.
They've got the bye next week.
It did look a little bit sloppy. Not when I say sloppy.
Or the week after.
For Yoey, who's a
a
powerful monster. Maybe
I would suggest he plays in the waffle game. With the game which is being streamed on the west.com.au for subscribers. he's going to play full game probably.
Yeah, and then play one and then they've got the bye, I think, so it kind of fits in nicely.
Yeah, okay.
I would do that. But
don't rush him. If you can keep touch with the four and then get them back
it's
and
not
go.
A write-off. The Doggies. All right, this is where I think the Bulldogs are at, and this is how we know that they're the premiership favourites.
Mm.
Treloar out. Normally if a team loses a star, your first thought is, what does this do to them? I have zero concerns.
I actually do.
Do you?
Yeah, I saw Melbourne underdogs this week.
Is this the Western Bulldogs Melbourne game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So you reckon that Treloar out shifts their
Well, Dunkley's already capacity. Gone.
Yeah. But then I'm like, more Bailey Smiths, more Lockie Hunter.
Yeah, they're just I know it's exciting, but Bailey Smith's not in the Treloar Dunkley category.
You don't reckon?
Nah. On Friday night too.
Jeez, we've gone cold on Bailey, haven't we?
No, but like
it's your man.
I know he's my man, but he was my man before he's everyone else's man. Yeah. Now I'm coming off the other side of it going, hey, no, but like there's a lot of hype around Bailey Smith.
Yeah.
A lot of hype.
Well, this is his chance.
Yeah. Not his chance. He's been
He's been good, but you're
20s
right.
and stuff.
But this is not his chance to be on the big stage.
Yeah, you're in charge, and he looks like he loves it.
Yeah. Well, we need to see from him what we've seen from Parrish.
The one thing that I think is a saving grace was Lockie Hunter got back from that broken hand so quickly.
Yes.
If he was out and you put Dunkley and you put
Starts Tawar, adding up a bit.
You put Easton Wood in there as well.
Because they've got, I mean.
Tim English is out still.
You would say Bont, McRae and Libba are all Australian right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Isn't that a mate? Three midfielders from the same midfield.
I think if they lose Libba, it's a problem.
Yes, that see that to me is I agree. I feel like if Libba's out, it's the key that unlocks everything else. Whereas,
but you're buying 30 disposals off half forward, which Treloar was playing. He was playing that graveyard shift.
Treloar's like a luxury.
Do you have a box of beer on the D's game?
You reckon
you
the
go
D's?
To the D's?
Yeah. I reckon the D's. Yeah,
100%.
Sealed.
Just head to head.
Head to head.
Done. Single fin.
Single fin. I've got a really sore back, so can you lean forward to me?
That's clear. Bulldogs for me. He thinks they're going to win the flag, but they can't beat Melbourne.
No, I'm Treloar and Dunkley.
He's always loved
Melbourne. Yeah, the injuries are piling up. No, but I've got no fear. And I think that's where they're at.
I've got no fear. Well, I've got fear now. In front of it
I've got fear now.
Yeah, Salem, I need to be back. But
he's back peddling.
Petrarca and Oliver. Give me some more of that.
Petrarca, Oliver versus McRae Bont is a good
one. But there's one leg you're not thinking of in that.
Maxi. Yeah. Jordan Sweet's going to be
out. Are you a bit nervous, Sweetie? Actually, we've established that Max Gorn's not playing this week already with his internal suspension.
Oh, no, yeah, true. He can't play.
I'm hit this really hard now.
He can't play.
He has to go.
Imagine if it popped up in an arrow tonight. And I'm like, oh, no. Max.
Things from this podcast tend to make their way out to other things.
We do.
Anyone listening, we've noticed, by the way. We've noticed.
Her response. From with his, have his, and then edit the response from the old one. So
yes.
He got cancelled.
Just put it out there.
Do you remember it, Joshy? Yeah.
Yeah. It was a crazy week. You probably busy looking in the mirror, Ryan.
Yeah. Posing for that poster that's in the West.
That's it, yeah. That's going to be a free glossy one in a couple of weeks. Get your Ryan Daniels poster.
Yeah, like hero posters. Yeah.
Remember when they did umpire cards?
Did they?
Didn't quite go down as well as what we are.
That's about where I'm at.
Footy cards a thing. Basketball cards are a thing.
I think people are trying to make them a thing, but I don't know.
It's only popular in three states.
You need the population.
We used to do a drinking game when you'd go to like the petrol station before you went out and get some chewy or whatever. And you know, the footy cards are there. Yeah. You buy a couple of decks and you get them and you rip them out and go, right, if you can guess a player in the deck, it's a skull or it's whatever. So you give them a clue of, it's a Melbourne, three questions or whatever. Yeah. They get it.
Wow.
Now, it was just a little bit of a fun.
Did you ever get a card?
Yeah, I'd actually quite a few in here.
Hawthorn?
Yeah. Well,
have you got them, mate? Have you got them somewhere?
Mate, randomly people will come up and ask you to sign them and stuff. Yeah. Or they'll get sent to
work. You don't have like a framed yet?
No.
The guys at the airport, did you used to get that?
No. Waiting on the other side when you
get that. One guy who wears every jumper and waits for every change.
Yeah, he's changed. A young kid with orange, like ginger hair.
Yeah, good fella.
Making good money on eBay, probably.
Yeah.
What have you got? Like, have you got anything framed at home or anything?
West Coast gave me something when I finished. Mitch Brown hated because he was there for like 10 years. I was there for
got
three.
I didn't get any.
He got nothing. Right, that's all. Premiership jumper. Yeah. And
I love it. Like, just a premiership.
But I'm not allowed to put it anywhere.
Oh, the missus?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm so having this argument too.
Yeah, I got nothing. What about, before we do go, your coach of your footy club?
Oh, he came,
And his wedding day.
No, it wasn't his wedding day. He was at a wedding and then he just bailed halfway through. So he coached the game in full light suit and tie.
So hold on. A bit of clarity here.
Oh, so there was a vision going around on the weekend from the Snezza Footy Club of Coach Mark Garcia. Yeah, on the bench in like a full
suit.
Really?
Suit, yeah, nice jacket, the tie, the whole lot.
That's
coaching
fantastic.
Out the game. Yeah, bailed on the wedding.
We would have run it on the news. You should have given it to us.
Oh, we'll give it a roll, mate.
Maybe today. Bailed on the wedding and then coached and then went back to the reception.
Yeah. Was it whose wedding? Wasn't his wedding?
He's a proud Italian man. There's a lot of
weddings.
He's a Catalano.
Special
on his mother's side. So he's there's lots of weddings.
A lot of seafood too.
A lot of seafood. He works for the Catalanos.
Embers is there.
Yeah, he loves the Catalanos.
Andrew Embley. He's come down to a few games. Yeah. His best mate Fishy plays for the club.
Embers will be listening to this.
How are they going?
I went down for the first time on the weekend. It wasn't great, but we're surviving.
Oh, I gotta go.
Let's do it. Did we ever get a siren to finish off there?
Yeah,
we had a couple.
Yeah, about six of them.
Yeah, there we
Josh's been pressing it for the last 10 minutes.
All right. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL show with thanks to the all-new Mazda BT50, the complete package. See you next time.
Josh, can you just tip this tea in the bin?